Hey, Jeff.
One second. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good, good. How was the weekend?
Up and down. So, yeah, things are kind of challenging here sometimes.
I can't hear you properly. Oh. You're kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
Just saying that things are kind of challenging here sometimes.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, different world you're living in.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I think you know what we're talking about here. A few things that we need to align on before moving forward. The number one most important thing to me is what you said in the Slack channel, without sort of any regard of who is listening to what you're saying on the Slack channel. So can you tell me what that was about and whether or not you see that as a problem?
I kind of believe in open communications throughout the organization. So if one person is frustrated by an issue, there's a good chance that other people are frustrated by that issue. And I think it's important to air those kind of concerns in public. I don't think, I'm full transparency. I mean, so that's my perspective.
Okay, well, that's not my perspective. So here's my perspective. I think if you have a problem specifically with somebody and the way they are dealing with you, you need to first talk to them about it. I don't go and air my grievances about you to the entire world. I do that with you first. I talk to you about it, give you the chance to deal with the issue. And only if it comes to a point where you have to go out and talk like that in front of everybody, it's over already by then.
Okay, then so, it's over already. Let's just move on. Yeah.
No. But this is, no. I am saying if I did that, it would have been over already. That's what I'm saying to you. So when you see David Uccelli, Martin Sandvad, who you don't know very well yet on that channel, you don't know who these people are. You don't know what the deal is here with them. You know, we just brought them into the company and you're telling them in front of the rest of the company that I need to be trusted to do my job. That sounds very negative, and it sounds basically like you are working in a company that doesn't respect you. And if that's what you feel, then why are you here in the first place?
Well, so I joined this company because I was interested in the technology and the opportunity. And what I found in the process is that there's a level of like command and control management that doesn't work for startups and doesn't scale to a global organization. And it's a conflict of management styles with where I come from and with probably where most of the highest quality staff that you're going to find come from. So that's kind of the issue.
We'll get to that. No. We'll get to that in a second. That's a second problem. The first problem is airing grievances in front of other people. Let's get on the same page about that, and then we'll get to the management style next. But let's first agree or disagree on the fact that we should not be doing that.
Well, we disagree. We disagree. So if you look at like what happened at Google over the last week, employees air their grievances and discuss those, and that's how you make progress on those issues.
Without any context. You gave no context in that grievance to anybody. All you said is, we need to be trusted to do our job.
Well, the context was the conversation with Maria.
Hold on. So what is the context there?
I'd have to go back and look at the thread's been deleded, so I can't.
No, when you say, no, it's not the whole thread that's been deleted. It's your comment that has been deleted.
Right.
And for a very good reason, because it made no sense to say that in that context. What it sounded like from what you said is that there is a problem that you're not discussing right now. It's some other problem, but I'm just going to throw it out there in front of everybody. And other people like David Uccelli would be like, trust? Like, what are we talking about? There was nothing about not trusting you in that thread. There was nothing like that at all in that thread. So you took it out of context and you just came out and said, we should be trusted. You can still go back and look at that thread.
I can't. I don't know where that comment is, or it's gone. So I honestly don't know the context of it.
Okay. Well, do you understand where I'm coming from here or not?
I guess I understand
really
where you're
what
coming
it comes
from.
Down
yes.
To. Okay. And do you agree that
no.
in the future that will not happen?
No.
Okay. So, then it's over.
Okay.
John, unfortunately, it's
okay.
over. That was the first most important thing to me. I'm not even going to go through the next 4 points
okay.
with you, because if you can't agree that you need to first bring the problem to the person who the problem is with, and you can't come out and properly address that issue with the person who you're talking about, then I mean, then we absolutely are not on the same page.
Right.
So what we need to do, it's as simple as that. We need to figure out a way to move ahead.
Okay.
Which could mean, you know, partying in different ways. Completely okay with that. It's very unfortunate. I do think that you're a very valuable part of the team. But for me, as the founder of this company, who has run this company for the last 8 years, I am not about to destroy it with those type of comments in a day.
Okay.
I cannot do that. I will not allow that to happen. I'm very serious about that. So if you're not okay with that, then that means our management styles are different and it's not going to work.
Yeah, I have a ton of feedback if you're interested, but if you make that kind of dictate, then your staff will find side channels to do those communications
sure.
and then you won't be aware.
Sure, and I know you were doing that already with Maria. That's okay. You did
what do you
that
mean?
With Bart. It's okay. All good. All good. Well, I already know what you have been doing in the past.
What have I been doing?
Who you've been talking to, I already know all of that.
Okay.
So don't. There are no side channels here. Everybody that you speak to in the company, they're also friends to me.
Right.
Right? So it just because you think that others have an issue that they only talk to you about doesn't mean they don't talk to me. They actually come and talk straight to me. They don't go on open channels like what you did and try to destroy the reputation of the company.
I'm not trying to destroy the reputation of the
company.
That
is what you did, John. You did that.
I destroyed the reputation of the company by saying that I needed to be... I tried to destroy the reputation of the company
yes,
by saying
absolutely.
That I need to be trusted. Okay, that was not my goal.
That was exactly the kind of danger that you put us into. You didn't destroy anything yet. But if there was multiple people that don't know the context, or actually saw what you were saying, it has the danger of destroying the reputation
okay.
of the company.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying. And we don't have to agree on everything, right? Like that is, like I'm telling you honestly how I feel. I have not gone and told everybody on the Slack channel this is how I feel about John. I am telling you that. And I am not about to go publicly disparage you in any way. That is not my intention. I'm never going to do that. That is unprofessional and irrational to do that.
Okay.
Right? So what we need to figure out here is how do we want to move ahead? I don't want to destroy your reputation. I hope that you would also not do the same with our company.
Destroy my reputation?
Ahead.
Can you explain to me how my reputation would be destroyed?
By talking negatively about you in any way. I will not do that is what I'm saying. I will not talk negatively about you, and I hope that you will also not talk negatively about us. Is that possible, or is that something that is too difficult for you to understand and execute on?
Well, I have to be honest, right? So, like, if Adam Wolf were to come to me and say, would you recommend Concia? I would have to say no, because the client needs to be able to, like, what if something happens to Dwayne and you've got a customer like Renishaw that's built their entire infrastructure around this product that has some issues and can only be supported by a very small number of people. They absolutely need to have, from an enterprise perspective, some kind of fallback plan for that case. And so, like, I can't suggest to my friends that they do that,
That's okay, so don't do that. I don't need your friends to come talk to me at all. You don't need to have Adam talk to me. I'm talking about our existing partners and our existing customers. Are you going to go ahead, because you're so honest, it sounds like, let's just go and talk to the entire world about what the reality is, about the size of the team and how these people don't know what they're doing and don't trust anybody that is working for them and all that kind of stuff that you have in your mind. Are you about to go and tell everybody that?
No.
Okay, I appreciate that, because I don't know. I mean, that's what you're saying. You want to be completely honest with everyone. Like Renisha, you mentioned Renisha. Is that your friend, or you don't consider them your friend at this point?
I mean, I'm not going to initiate any contact with them.
Okay, so just making sure about that, because you specifically mentioned Renisha.
Right.
So
that's just an example.
My question
about
that is, okay, so I just want to make sure that you're not about to go and have a conversation with Renisha on our behalf or anything like that.
No.
Is that,
yes,
can I assume
I'm not going to contact Renisha, trust me.
Okay.
I'm not trying to destroy the company.
You know, John, it's okay. It's completely fine. I am not okay with what you did. I am never going to be okay with that. Unfortunately, then that means that our management styles, our communication styles don't match. And it does not have to be the end of the world. You're still, I still see you as a great technologist. I still see you as, like, I have a lot of respect for you. I always had. I think I've spent over 40 hours of talking to you, more than most people, I would say, in the company, one-on-one, about the product, about our vision, about our future, all of those things. So, you know, I hope you can leave with at least the understanding that I do. I would not have done that. I would not have wasted my time if I did not think of you as somebody who I could, like, who I respected. Right, so I still have that respect. That's not going away at all. There are just some things that we're going to have to, we don't agree on, and they are very important to me. That's why I brought it up as the number one top thing in my list. I just don't want to waste our time talking about the other items if the thing that is a deal breaker actually breaks the deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's the point? Like,
okay.
There's really no point in moving forward.
Sure.
At that point. So anyway, so how would you like to proceed in terms of, you know, you have options in the company.
And I don't need
would
the options.
Like
no,
to?
That's okay. This isn't a financial issue for me at all. So I would just say, you know, I'll do my best to hand over whatever resources I'm working on to you and Maria, and that's it. What else is there?
I think that's completely fine. That is fine. If I would really appreciate it if you can. I wouldn't even expect it from you if you are really upset about all of this, to complete any of the stuff that you're working on or pass it over to her in a nice way. I mean, I don't expect that. But if you do, you know, that is the integrity that I would definitely respect you for. Yeah, thank you. You know, you have been of great help. You, from a reputational standpoint, like, everybody saw you as a really, really important part of Consea. So did I. There's just some principles that I cannot, unfortunately, I can't concede on those.
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
yep.
John.
Have a good night.